We're with Pat Hansen with South Central Adult Services, and we're inside the new trolley that people are going to be very excited about in Valley City, and we're going to hear more about it. But you ordered this in January, and now it's here, the 1st of June. So tell us about this trolley.
Okay, we're really excited to have been able to get this because we have buses ordered that we've had ordered for going on 2 years that we can't get because they aren't stocking them now and they don't seem to be building them. So we got permission from the state of North Dakota with some of the grant money that we were using to buy a bus with to buy a trolley off the state bid. And so we ordered the trolley in January and we already have it, which is years ahead of anything else we've been doing. So we're really excited to have it. It's a 14-passenger. It's made on a bus frame, so it's just like a 14-passenger bus, but it's a lot cuter.
It's got all those traditional things that they had back in the early 1900s, accessories on the outside, right?
Yes, and we were happy to have it in Valley City because they used to have a trolley here. And most of our communities, I've had people say, what is a trolley? They've never seen one. They don't even know what they are. So it's been kind of fun to talk to people and show pictures. And we're excited to get it out there. You'll see it running up and down the streets.
The cost of the trolley?
It didn't cost us anything. We got all federal and state funding for it. So it didn't cost us anything, as the other vehicles also are funded by the Federal Transit Administration and the state of North Dakota with state aid money. So it didn't cost the agency anything. Which is amazing. There's been years past that we've had to pay 20, 30, 40% for a vehicle, and to pay nothing for one and get one this nice is pretty awesome. So.
And then it's public transportation. It's not just for seniors. So tell us, you're kind of part of a re-education process when it comes to this vehicle and others are part of public transportation in this city.
Yes, they are. And we've had, over the years, back in the late 70s and early 80s, transportation was funded by the Older Americans Act, which meant that if you were under 60, you were not allowed to ride the transportation. That changed in the mid-80s, and people still call them the senior buses, which I don't know why they do that. We transport about 60% of the people we transport are anywhere from children to age 60. The buses are available for all trip purposes. You can go to doctor's appointments, you can buy groceries, go get your hair done, go to work. We have a lot that we take to work. We have a lot of children that we transport to Head Start and to the public schools and even some to the high school. The parents sign up and pay for the rides and the kids ride the bus. So we're hoping that the trolley will be more of a draw for some of the younger people. We're hoping to maybe pick up more college-age kids because I think they'll think it's fun to ride this. So,
and then the parade. We've got the Rally in the Valley coming up. You can't wait to unveil it, right?
Right. We can't wait to do that, and I'm hoping Rod's going to want to drive that day. And we actually have windows that open on this one so we can actually throw candy out. Our other buses don't have windows that open, so we're hoping to get some people to volunteer to ride and throw candy at the crowd and get to see it. And I think the museum and some of the people in the community have been kind of working on the old trolley that used to be here, and you know, information on that and doing displays on that. So I think a lot of them will be interested in seeing, because this is pretty realistic, for other than it's nice and new and clean and neat.
It is, and it's ADA accessible, and yeah. And tell us about some of the other features.
It's ADA, meets ADA requirements. It has a drop-down ramp that for people to walk on. And then it also has seating for a wheelchair and tie-downs for a wheelchair. And all of our vehicles are equipped with the wheelchair accessibility. That's a requirement of FTA and of the state DOT. So, yeah, somebody that's in a wheelchair can ride and have a ride just like anybody else, and people with walkers and canes and whatever, there's a ramp for them to walk on, and it should be should be good for anybody that wants to ride.
There's Pat Hansen from South Central Adult Services inside the new trolley.